You really want to be better with your finances. You try to put money away in savings. You look for deals. You wrote out a budget once a long time ago. You still overdraft from time to time and you still have debt. The truth is managing money is not easy, but Rocket Money can help. Rocket Money shows you exactly what you're spending every month. From there, the app helps you make a budget that meets your financial goals. The app even gives you real-time alerts when you're about to go over your budget so you don't spend too much. With Rocket Money, you can also see all your subscriptions at a glance and cancel the ones you don't want right from the app. Rocket Money can even try to get you a refund for some of the money wasted. Plus, you can use the Smart Savings feature to start putting more money away. Rocket Money analyzes your accounts to determine the optimal time to stow away cash without going over your budget. Our members report that the Rocket Money app saved more than $700 a year. Getting better with money doesn't have to be a pipe dream. Rocket Money can make it a reality. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play stores.
This is CBS Eye on the World. Here's John Batchelor.
Continuing with Professor Claire Jackson, a fellow at Trinity Hall, a member of the Faculty of History at Cambridge University, the author of a new book, The Mirror of Great Britain, A Life of James I, James VI of Scotland, James I of England. And we come now to the part that has dominated conversations by artists and playwrights and dramatists and Hollywood for several hundred years. The relationship between Elizabeth I of England, Queen Elizabeth, the Virgin Queen, and Mary Queen of Scots, James I's mother, who spends all of her life away from her son, in correspondence with him, as Elizabeth is in correspondence with James. Two women who know each other intimately through correspondence. They never meet. But Professor Claire Jackson is here to help us understand the tension that surrounds James. It's unbearable to consider what he had to deal with as king, as a teenager, as a child, and then as king. These two women cannot trust each other. There are reasons, but still. Professor, what did James make of his mother's deposition and imprisonment all those years? Did he think it was something he could solve? Thank you.
He grows up, it's something he can never remember not being king. So all of his life, he is aware that the only reason he is king is because his mother was deposed. Probably as a very young child, he only has the most shadowy notion. Part of the difficulty that confronts him as he goes into teenage years is that Mary develops ideas of joint rule. She, by this stage, is imprisoned in England. She is there for 20 years under house arrest. And she wonders whether one of the ways she might be able to get out of prison is to imagine a joint rule with her son. That James is very determined to resist this, but it is very difficult for James because all of his political theory is that you don't depose monarchs. In the end, Mary kind of signs her own death warrant by becoming continuously involved in Catholic conspiracies directed against Elizabeth. Finally, in 1586, there's yet another plot, the Babington plot, and Mary is put on trial by the Elizabethan state for treason. And initially, James hears about this, and initially he doesn't seem too worried. I mean, he sort of says, well, she'll just drink the ale that she's brewed. I mean, if she's going to be silly enough to get involved in Catholic conspiracies, this is what happens. But then as it becomes clear to him through letters and correspondence that the Elizabethan state is actually going to go ahead with this, and one anointed queen is going to consider putting another anointed queen on trial for treason, which is a capital crime, James is outraged. I mean, he just cannot believe that a queen such as Elizabeth I could contemplate the death of a relative. There are family relations. Mary, Queen of Scots, had also been the Queen Consort of France, as well as Queen in Scotland. But he also tries to steer. He's very good at walking these very difficult tightropes. He also doesn't want to alienate the English state completely because he's always keen to be named or to be recognised as Elizabeth's successor.
Yes, that last detail, that impressed me. He had to keep his eye on the prize, which is kingship. Mary had been caught up in several times in correspondence plots against Elizabeth. But I always felt that Mary wasn't a major participant. The men who would put these things together wanted to rope her in because it gave them some bona fides with the other conspirators. So they'd take the risk. If she hadn't been there, everybody would have asked, what about who you're going to put in power if you remove Elizabeth? Now, James knew that. Is that why he didn't move more confrontationally with Elizabeth, saying, let my mother go, I'll take care of her?
Absolutely. I mean, Mary is dangerous. I think he recognizes that. He is not entirely clear that Mary always regards his tenure of her throne, that he is some sort of temporary usurper. Right. So he recognizes that she poses a danger, and she just is a natural, as you say, magnet for Catholic opponents, both in England and in Scotland. So he has, as you say, his eye on the main throne at the end, the main prize at the end of this, and that is to be recognized as Elizabeth's successor. He has the strongest hereditary claim. He's also a Protestant. He has children. And actually, after Elizabeth does sign the death warrant for Mary, and Mary is executed in February 1587, it's difficult to say that that actually doesn't clear the way slightly even more for James to succeed Elizabeth.
Well, let's come to that succession, because that's part of the Mary story, but it continues after her death. It would appear in my reading that Elizabeth toyed with him a little bit. She would send him money, gifts that she thought he regarded as his due because he was the future. But there was always the suggestion that he might not be up to it. Was she playing with him in correspondence, or was she sincere?
No, I think they're both very artful. There's obviously a difference in age. There's a different experience. And actually, you open this by reminding us of how often dramatists and opera librettists have thought about what happened if Mary met Elizabeth, and they've riffed on that imagination. But I've got a chapter in the book called sort of Mary, Elizabeth and James, trying to work out that triangulated relationship, and particularly the one between James and Elizabeth. It's only conducted by letter, but they are very artful letters. They have periods of coolness. They have periods. I mean, Elizabeth cannot stop really hectoring, threatening, flattering. She is his godmother, and she regards herself as a better mother to him than his own natural mother. So throughout his life, he is just on the receiving end of this. And I think several times he surprises her by the from a very young age, the firmness with which he can rebut some of her scolding and some of her hectoring.
Elizabeth has representatives who visit him. I remember one who visited him when he was 8 years old. She's always getting reports on his education and updating him. But they never meet. Is that correct?
That's true. Yes, they never meet. And she is appalled when James leaves Scotland for 6 months in 1589 to 90. He travels quite shortly after not only his mother's execution, but also the failure of the Spanish Armada. So a time when the politics in England and Scotland are really quite unstable. She is shocked that James abandons his country to go and collect his wife in Norway. Elizabeth famously never leaves England and would regard it as a sign of weak kingship to do so. But it's a sign, actually, of how confident James feels in his own nobles to rule in his absence.
Does James represent a stabilizing influence on the English because there is an heir? I understand if it hadn't been James, they were going to have to really get creative about how they were going to attach themselves to an heir, a male heir. Was there someone who was talked about, or would they just didn't want to face that without James?
It's very complicated. The rules governing the English succession are unhelpfully ambiguous. There's lots of sort of different threads about whether hereditary claim can trump somebody being a foreigner. There are about a dozen people who have potential claims. Some of them are through illegitimate relationships within the royal family. Some of them are Catholic. Some of them are foreign. I mean, in the end, James has the most compelling set of cards at his hand. And he does represent a stabilizing influence. I mean, this is the first royal family that the English have seen for over half a century. The idea of, you know, a king and a wife. And when Anna James and Anna come to England in 1603. I mean, their family isn't done. They produce more children. They sadly die in infancy.
Oh, let's meet Anna, Professor. Yeah. I want to because she's a bright moment in all of this intrigue. The wife. There's an adventure here to tell, and Claire tells it. Claire Jackson is the author of the new book, The Mayor of Great Britain. James I has everything, including going out and risking everything on a ship to find his wife. I'm John Batchelor.
There's still time to get holiday ready. Right Rug Flooring makes it easy with next day installation and 24-month special financing with approved credit. Carpet, hardwood, luxury vinyl, and tile. We have everything you need to make your home shine for family and friends this season. Schedule a free in-home estimate or find a showroom near you. Visit rightrug.com. RITERUG.com. Be holiday ready with Right Rug Flooring.
Right here, right now.
Coda just made riding the bus easier than ever. Now you can pay your Coda fare by tapping your smartphone, smartwatch, or card, just like you do at the coffee shop or grocery store. Love paying with smart card? Keep doing that. Have a pass? Still works perfectly. Want to tap your phone? Now you can do that too. It's just one more way to move your way with Coda. Get moving now with Tap to Pay. Learn more at coda.com/tap.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's chumbacasino.com.